And welcome back to Rosie on the House, Saturday morning. Tradition right here in the great state of Arizona. Generally speaking, we give you an 800 number to call in to headquarters, but apparently there's a little bit of trouble, so we're taking calls directly from our flagship and home of the Rosie on the House radio program for nearly 25 years. It has been, I don't know, Dad, I'm going to say since 04, 05 that we started the 800 number, but I still can tell you. 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
Going to shuffle people around today. Redirect them.
Hearing that number since I was about 5 years old. I got that one dedicated to memory. 602-277-5827. If you'd like to talk with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery in the garden this morning, as we are every Saturday morning, the 8 o'clock hour.
And while we're waiting for that line to line up, and it will, we actually have a call on the old line system. She's waiting for an answer. Hopefully she has the radio on. It's Carol in Scottsdale. Wants an easy way to remove sprouts off an olive tree.
An easy way?
An easy way. That was the trick part of the question.
Yeah, we need to define easy, I guess, but the easiest thing to do would be to catch them while they're young. The more tender and young they are, the easier they are to remove. In fact, if you catch them young enough, you can usually just snap them off with your fingers.
And these are the sprouts that are growing down around the base of the trunk. Some people let them grow and then hedge them up.
They make a skirt.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Olive trees in general look ridiculous. But
well, okay. We can differ there.
Little French poodles in your yard.
But the little skirts around the base, I'll agree with you on any tree. But, yeah, just catch them while they're young. Other than that, if they get a little bigger, you have to use pruners and just prune them off. You know, it's trying to be a bush, and a lot of those trees that we've made into trees are theoretically large shrubs, and so they're just taking advantage of that, trying to regrow and trying to do what they do. So catch them while they're young, and if they're young and tender, you can literally just with your fingers just.
And once you're picking them off, you're not needing to treat the bark or anything.
No,
these are the little root sprouts that are just all
either
around
off
the trunk
of the root or the main trunk, right at the ground or up a little ways. It's pretty easy to do. Just kind of reach down there with your finger and just kind of bend them down. They usually just break right off.
No need to treat or medicate the bark or the root exposed root or any of that.
There has been over the years. I'm not sure how effective it is. There is a product, Monterey. Chemical company makes a product called Sucker Stopper,
and
you can spray it on those, and it's a growth inhibitor is what it is, and it will inhibit the growth. Most of those trees, olives might be the exception, but most trees, after they've developed a real sclerified barky texture or growth to the trunk, will stop producing those. But olive trees just kind of seem to keep on keeping on.
And Carol's calling them sprouts. They're actually known as suckers.
Yeah, and they're really not even suckers. Suckers really something that we generally figure off of a grafted tree, like a fruit tree that's been grafted, and the sucker is coming off the root stock. These are just really advantageous sprouts that are coming off the trunk and maybe the roots. And they're technically not suckers, but the terminology is kind of used interchangeably, even though it's not technically correct.
Well, there you go, Carol. Hope that helps with the olive sprouts. We've got John Browning sago palm.
Well, he's probably got a sago palm that maybe is going into its first summer, perhaps.
Now, paint me a picture of a sago as opposed to the others. Which one's the sago?
Sago palms you typically see maybe in a shady entryway, or they look kind of like a cabbage head.
Okay.
Kind of a brown, dark brown trunk, and the growth is very thick and almost cabbage-like. And they're technically not a palm. They're more closely related to pine trees than they are to palm trees. They're a cycad. And they will take a lot of sun, but they've got to get acclimated to it. And sagos that are planted on the north side of the house, or the south side, I suppose, will have a hard time acclimating because the sun moves north and south depending on the season.
Okay.
If they're east or west oriented, they will acclimate to it. So my guess is what he has is maybe a first-year sago or that or a sago that was planted in the shade that's now getting sun, and it's sunburning. So you have kind of two paths that you can take. You can shade it, which will keep it from browning, but you'll have to shade it every year if you do that.
Wow.
Or you can kind of live with the fact that some of that older growth is going to sunburn this first year. Now, if it is on the north or the south side, it will probably do this every year as it goes into, because it just never will be able to acclimate because the sun is constantly moving. Now it's almost at its most northern path on its east to west rising and setting as we get closer to the first day of summer. You know, it's almost, you know, it's pretty far north. As we get to winter, it's way in the southern sky. So that becomes the issue with sagos.
Yeah, the plant trying to track that
seasonally. And it just, as it gets hotter, the sun has moved, and then as it gets cooler, the sun has moved. So it just never quite gets its acclimation, or the tissues never quite get hardened off to the point where they can stand that much full sun.
Well, palm trees, as you know now, you may not have known before, olive trees are not one of my favorites. And the only thing I like less than an olive tree is a palm tree.
The nice thing about sagos, they do very well in containers. They're great around pools. They're clean. They don't get very big, and they're very slow growing.
Okay.
So, you know, it's something that, you know, 6-8 feet.
I may even have one of those in my front entryway.
You very well might.
Sharp as heck.
Yes.
And we planted it way too close to the hose bib. So I am bleeding every time I reach back in.
They can be a little sharp.
They are very sharp.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know why I can't remember that from one time to the next, but...
Well, are you gentlemen?
Choose me up.
Are you gentlemen ready to take some calls? No, not yet. We've got.
Let's get back to the different kind of palm trees. Well, you've got the sago, which is cabbage style, small container, in close to the house type, and then you've got the other typicals. And I think you remember for a long time we had a caller call in one time and say that there's an epidemic of people trimming trees that look like asparagus. You know,
right. Those would be the Mexican fan palm or the Robusta palms, which we see as we look out our window here, the great big tall, epic, you know, classic fan-shaped palms that have been planted here for years and years and years.
Well, the house I'm in now, I've been in almost 30 years. We took out 32 palm trees, like, within weeks of moving into the house. And then on a piece of rental property I have, it has like about 6 palm trees. And I called John at Integrity Tree. I said, John, I need an estimate just to make these go away. Mm-hmm. And he says, you want me to cut them down or you want me to find a home for them? I said, if you can find anybody that wants them, they're going to have them. Just get them out of here.
Well, if you don't like palms, and as they get bigger, they can become a little bit of a maintenance issue to have somebody trim them every year. And by the way, this is the time of year that you do want to trim palms, June and July, because you catch... the dead fronds and the seed shoots or the blooms all at one time, which makes it a kind of a once a year pruning if you time it right. So this is time of year to trim those as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if we can do this. 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Do we have Gary in Peoria this morning?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I want to, first of all, thank you very much for all the information you're giving to your audience. Very valuable. Now, my question is, I turned on the radio and caught the tail end of you were saying something about getting rid of ants in your yard. What can you do?
Well, there are a number of things that are pretty effective for ants. Amdro has been around a long time. There's a Come and Get It by Fertilome, and both of those products will actually remove the whole colony because the way it kills is the worker ants, for lack of a better word, will take that chemical back into the colony with them, and they will actually kill the queen, which then the whole colony. The old powders that we used to put around, make a circle around the mound, well, that's fine. That killed all the ants that were outside the colony that day. But the queen was still there, and they either just moved her or regenerated, or they came back because the queen didn't die. So Amdro or Come and Get It are two really good products, and it takes very little of that product to work.
Do any of those look like coffee grounds?
No, they're pretty light colored. They're almost white or yellow in color, and they're kind of a flake.
A About 15 years ago, I used something that looked like coffee grounds, and it worked great. But since then, I've got these little miniature ants, and they're annoying.
Sometimes if you've got the teeny, teeny, teeny ants, you have to take that Amdro and actually mash it just a little bit.
Okay.
I call those cool deck ants.
Cool deck.
You're right. I've got it there too.
Hey, I don't know what it is, but those little bitty ants just love cool deck.
I think it's the moisture that gets trapped in the pockets in the cool deck.
All right.
So they find that a great way to get that moisture.
I'll tell you another way to take care of ants is go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the search engine tool, and just type in ants. When ants come up, we are inundated with homemade recipes,
yes, sir.
And they are all listed, grits.
Table salt, grits, diesel fuel.
Kerosene.
diesel fuel, kerosene. But the great thing about Amdro is all of those things will kill the ants that eat it and ingest it. The great thing about Amdro is it takes it home to the queen,
mm-hmm.
and the colony is annihilated.
Right.
And what did we learn?
And it works quick.
What did we learn from Blue Sky Pest Control? That the biomass of ants outweighs the biomass of humans worldwide. That's incredible.
That's a lot of ants, baby.
That's a lot of ants.
So, all right. Well, you were talking eggplant earlier, and cocoa, I believe. Did I have that name right, Coco?
You do.
Welcome. Good morning,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. My eggplants look beautiful. They are blooming like crazy, but they will not set fruit.
Well, you're not getting pollination for some reason, more than likely. Now, sometimes if they're just starting to bloom, it takes a couple sets of blooms to get fruit. Squash are like that. Generally, hardly ever get fruit on the first set of bloom or two. So it might be something you might want to try getting a little of that tomato and pepper spray, the blossom set. Use that or go out there.
What's that called again?
Oh, it can either be called blossom set or tomato and pepper set or tomato and pepper spray. It's meant to spray on the open blooms of vegetable plants, and it helps the pollination of them. Another thing that can help is just going out there and, like with a feather duster and just kind of brushing the plant around a little bit, moving that pollen around a little bit. A lot of times we plant our vegetable gardens, mine is this way because it was really the only place I had to do it. It's over in the side yard. The house is on one side, and I got fence on two other sides, and a great big citrus tree on the other side. So it's very protected, and the wind doesn't get in there very good. So it has, a hard time for naturally being able to get pollinated because of the breezes and that sort of thing that would do that job for it. So sometimes we have to get out there and play a little honeybee.
You have to be Mother Nature.
Right.
Now, when you do that, do you put your little halo and white wings on?
Don't tell anybody. Very early in the morning.
Very, yeah, I bet. Very, very early.
All right.